Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
On a gorgeous Sunday afternoon, it was Seniors Day and Mother's Day at Bart Kaufman Field, and Chris Lemonis' Indiana Hoosiers defeated the Penn State Nittany Lions 10-2 to win their three-game weekend series. The Hoosiers, falling on Friday night, rallied to win 5-2 on Saturday and 10-2 yesterday. Freshman Cal Kruger went six strong innings, giving up zero earned runs. He walked three, struck out four. It was Kruger's third win on the year, but the seniors on Senior Day took care of what they needed to do, especially at the plate. Craig Deedlow, the senior center fielder, 3-for-4. He drove in two, including his 13th home run on the season. Tony Butler, the Gold Glove second baseman, he had three hits and five at-bats, had five RBIs on the day as the Hoosiers ran out to a 3-0 lead in the first inning and blew the game open late to move to 12-8-1 on the Big Ten season, 29-19-2 overall. Indiana currently sitting in sixth place in the Big Ten. The top eight teams will make the Big Ten postseason conference tournament, and that'll be held right here at Bart Kaufman Field starting a week from Wednesday. The Hoosiers have three conference games left. They head on the road this weekend to Columbus to take on the Ohio State Buckeyes, who sit right above Penn State, second to last in the Big Ten. The Hoosiers looking to add some more wins to move on up in the Big Ten standings and have a better run at a Big Ten Conference Tournament championship right here in Bloomington. Before the Hoosiers head to Columbus, they have one non-conference game remaining in the season, and it's against nationally ranked Louisville. The Cardinals come to town ranked in the top three in the country. Tuesday night's game time at Bart Kaufman Field, 6 p.m. The game will also be shown on the Big Ten Network. Dave and Glass and your phone calls in the zone tonight from 6 to 7. The Reds return to the airwaves tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, as they take on the Cubs in Chicago. I'm Mike Glasgow, pinch hitting for Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
A busy high school weekend saw the South Panther golfers finish eighth at the Solman Invitational at the Trophy Club in Lebanon. Led by Joe Weiler, 74, the senior finished tied for sixth. He was supported by Brett Knorr with 81. Seth Kostranek had 83. Ben Lewis and Tanner Shapiro chipped in 84 apiece for Dustin Carver's Panthers. The Panthers finished eighth overall. And this tournament featured eight of the top 11 teams in the state. Number two, Center Grove, was the team victor. North, the Cougars were there as well. Brian Muehlhaus's crew was led by sophomore Logan Vernon. He fired 81. Sam Wise had 85. Trey Wilson, 94. Evan Todd had 98, and Jace Day had 103. Both of those teams are competing this Monday at the Conference Indiana Tournament at Winding River. So good luck to both city schools in the conference tournament. Also over the weekend, baseball. North defeated South for fifth place in Conference Indiana. An 11-inning thriller saw the Northsiders win 8-6. That now evens the season series at one game apiece. If you remember, South defeated North at the Battle of the Bypass. These two teams have one more meeting, and that will be in the sectional semifinals. Win and advance. That's another big game, aren't they all, between North and South. In Conference Indiana softball over the weekend, the South Panthers of Meg Montgomery finished seventh, and the North Cougars lost to Franklin Central 3-2, but came back in the consolation game to beat Southport, the Cougars finishing third. Emily Cron's group, 2-1 winners in that third-place game, so congratulations to all the baseballers and softballers. In the zone, Dave and Glass and your calls tonight at 6. The Reds return to the airwaves tomorrow night in Chicago at 8 o'clock. I'm Mike Glasgow, pinch hitting for Joe Smith.